Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bob with the Love Sponge. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that and more. Be ready for whatever is in your daily schedule this year. It's a perfect package for your package, and it includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. Fellas, you gotta go with the valedictorian of ball trimming now, don't ya? And join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Manscaped's also going to throw in a few gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. One's a comfy front pack for your balls, and the other is a backpack for your goods. Get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. This year, graduate with a degree in clean balls, and it's all from Manscaped. I don't know if we're on or not, but we potentially could be on.
We're live.
Blitz can't show any of this stuff, but I just found this channel in Blitz. By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show after Uncensored Yippee-O. And Blitz has been onto this channel for years. It's called Law and Crime.
Yeah, they have a lot of like body cam footage, and they'll show the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, like not just what the media may have taken out of context to make the cop look bad, but
right.
What led up to it and things like that. So I'm addicted to this, and it's like women.
They post a lot of stuff, too. Like every few days, they have like a bunch of good videos.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with like, you know, I like it because it seems to be like a lot of women who get lippy, and then the cops have to put their hands on them for the right reasons, and then, you know. Sometimes they end up getting cuffed and put in the back of the squad car, and they're never being compliant or anything like that. Like, I don't think they put the people that quietly go up on camera very. I mean, Blitz, well, like, is most of it adversarial?
I mean, yeah, there's a reason why it's posted. It's not just like, hey, this person got arrested.
Right.
It's always a reason.
I
mean, they'll have like, you know, the full car chase with the shootout and all, you know, everything.
The whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, welcome. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. Lummy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bubba. How are you doing?
Just handling a lot of business.
Awesome.
Lummy got our winning lotto tickets.
Woohoo!
Yeah, Lummy handed them to me, so they'll be right here.
$6, no thievery this time.
Boy, that looks like this ticket's been through hell, Lummy. Like,
oh, it has. It's been in Lummy's pocket.
The drawing's what, Friday night?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. 5, 13, 26, 28, 51, Powerball 13.
Oh, lucky 13.
13, 20, 45, 66, 69, 20. 24, 26, 50, 54, 64, 13. 200 and what, Lummy?
I think it was what, 220 or 202? 202 million?
Something like
it's
that.
It's 200 million.
Probably 200 million. How much is that after tax and taxes?
I don't know. You tell me.
97.4 million.
Nope. 75.3.
Oh. I like mine better. So 75 divided by 6, we get about, what, 10 million each?
Yeah, 11.
Huh. Clean?
Yeah, yeah, clean. That's cash money.
11 million clean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that's not that great.
That's a lot. All I need's a million. All I need's a million clean. Blitz, I got to think, if you got a million clean, you could live the rest of your life.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
You could.
Well, how long are you planning on living?
I mean, if you get Social
Security. Till Tuesday?
I mean, my Social Security is going to be like 21, I think 2100 or something.
I think my Social Security is going to be like $2,100. Now, Blitz, they tax that, don't they?
Social Security?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me ask old girl. Hey, Alexa, do they tax your Social Security checks?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Fool.com, Social Security benefits are generally not taxed.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah, because you've already paid tax on them to begin
with. That's how you got them.
Yeah, right. You paid into the system your whole life.
Yeah. Hey, Alexa, what is the average Social Security check for an old person?
I'm having trouble hearing. Can you say that again?
Yeah, because you're old as fuck.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
Hey, Alexa.
You stupid deaf bitch.
Hey, Alexa, you stupid deaf bitch. About to get mines. What do you say about that? Hello.
Wait, so if you come to the country as an older person, say you come
let me Bing.
65
no,
or something.
Anna,
do you get Social Security if you become a citizen as an older person, but you never really paid into the system? I think you do.
I'm just going to give you your answer.
Okay.
What average check will be, Bubba?
Oh.
$1,668.
Oh, really? That's what the average one is?
Yes.
$1,668?
Yes.
Shit, I could almost live off that. Well, probably not. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't got a 401k.
Does anyone know? Do you have to be a citizen for a certain amount of time paying taxes before you're able to collect?
You trying to get in on a technique?
No,
to say
but
like
I'm just thinking like for people who become citizens older in life.
Oh, let me ask. Hey, Alexa, do you have to have paid in? I don't fucking know how to say it.
There, perfect. I'll research on my own time.
Hey, Alexa, how long do you have to pay into Social Security in order to get benefits? That might be okay, right?
Yeah,
on?
Yeah, good.
Here's something I found on the web. According to reference.com, as of 2014, to receive Social Security benefits, one must have paid into the system for a minimum of 10 years and be at least 62 years of age.
Okay.
All right.
Well, minimum
I've been
of
paying.
10 years.
That's yeah, well,
thank you, Alexa.
40, yeah, it's 40 quarters of earnings. So.
And you don't
well,
have to
be. I've
been
paying in since I was fucking 14 years old.
And you don't have to be a U.S. citizen.
You don't?
No, you just have to have
am I 56?
Your work credits. Yeah, your work credits.
42. I've been paying in for 42 years. That would be 168 quarters.
Good job.
Yeah, you're good.
In some years, Blitz, man, I was making a lot of fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Paying a lot. Now I'm not making so much and not paying. But I got every, like once a year they send you like this thing. It says like if you were, you know, at your project, you know, based on what you've paid in so far, you get like, you know, you're going to get like 21. I think mine's like $2,100.
Oh, nice.
So, Blitz, if I could get like a side hustle, you know, at that point, maybe my YouTube's, you know, on self-generate mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then boom. I'm telling you, I got a 10-year plan. You guys got to start looking for a job in, you know, probably about 8 years.
Well, we own our own content, so we're good.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. You know what? I can just start slivering shit off to you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
We can just be on autopilot. Not have to really come in and do a show. You guys can just retire when I retire. Fuck it. Go and do your own shit, but then get, like, some kickbacks from my shit.
Perfect.
I think it sounds great.
Sounds perfect.
That's if I'm still alive. If I die, I don't even know what the fuck happens.
Well, don't die.
Oh, I'm not going to die. My levels came back from my, you know, when you do one blood blitz, they send you back your levels.
Yes. AIDS free.
Cholesterol. Yeah. First of all, AIDS and STD free.
Woo. Close call.
And they let you know too. Like if you got an they're not going to take your blood and they tell you.
Take your blood.
You got HIV.
They test for HIV, HEP, gono, herpes, all that. And so I'm all that. I ain't got none of that. My cholesterol was 177. My blood pressure was 128/72. My resting heartbeat was 63. My blood type's O positive, and I've donated 7.75 gallons of double red blood cells.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, so Blitz, they have. Enter your birth date. They have.
Yeah, it's a quick calculator that for the government. You can figure it out.
Really?
Yep.
So let me do a mine here. 04.
Crown Vic.
The snake moved in.
Man, that fucking snake, guys, you don't even understand. It was a big
snake.
Did
you get a picture of it?
No, I was scared as fuck.
Is Ty J here?
Enter enter earnings in the current year. Hold on now. What'd you say? I got
you said it was a big black snake. I said it was Ty J here, but it was his pants down.
How big do you think?
12 to 13
how,
easy.
How big do you think his wiener is?
12 to 13
big.
Easy. You can't have that much swagger rolling around without carrying a hog.
All right, but Blitz, it says enter the earnings in current year, but that's not what I made in my Sling and D years.
Right.
So, like, right? If you entered zero, we assume that you're now retired. Enter the last year in which you had covered earnings and the amount of such earnings. But I don't know what. All right, it says $60,000. I didn't make $60,000 last year, but
if you put zero in, you could put on the bottom and then just maybe do an average of what, like, with all your millions you made.
What would you say? Maybe $100,000 over. If you were to, you know, just maybe do my average.
Sure.
Okay. If you enter blah 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 blah. If enter the last, okay, I did that. Future retirement date. Let's say 01 of what's 10 years from now?
2032.
Boom. Submit request. Is that what I'm doing?
Well, do you want to do inflated future dollars or today's
select,
dollars?
What do you mean?
Well, do you want to?
I think I'm going to do inflated, right?
Yeah.
Because it'll. All right, here we go. Holy shit. Your estimated monthly benefit amount beginning at age 65 and 9 months is $3,400.
Damn.
For your estimate, we assumed future increases in prices and earnings. Oh, I'm not making any more. I think I need a lower.
And that's at what, 65 and 9 months?
Yeah, but realistically, I should go to 67, right? That's when you get full benefits.
70 is when you get the full, it says.
Oh, 70?
It says, yeah, to see benefit estimate, claim it at 62, but at full retirement age, which is, or at age 70.
Oh, well, I need to go to 70 then, right?
Yeah.
That's man, I'm not years. Even going to be alive. Is that 15 years from now? All right, so let's say 05, add 15 years to this. What's today, 2022? So yeah. 10... 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 37?
Yeah, Dr. Dan's Boomin' Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
My Lord.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Hold on. Blitz, $5,400 a month.
You gotta survive, Bubba.
I would hire hookers.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's now, what's the earliest you could start taking it is what, 62?
It's 62.
Yeah. How much would you give you started at 62?
All right, let me do that. So that would be the fifth month. 62 is just 10 years from now, right?
Yep.
So that'd be 2032, right? Mm-hmm. No, that's not 10 years from now. That's
10 for when you're 62, which would be 7 years.
Seven years. So that would be what?
2029.
2029. I seem like I got a lot of life in my left, a lot of gas in my tank left for that deal.
Oh, yeah.
2,500. Mm. Fuck that. That ain't enough.
Yeah, but you hold on. But don't forget, you're getting 2,500 for 8 years before you even turn 70.
That's true.
What do you mean?
Well, you get, let's see, times 12 times 8. So you're getting $240,000 if you start taking it at 62.
Right.
Between 62 and 70. Let's just say you start early. Now, obviously, that you know, you're not going to make as much than if you start at 70.
Right.
But you would get 240 grand.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Can I still work?
Yeah, just take. You got to make under a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And then,
I can still work.
Yeah.
I want to be like a Mexican guy and do it under the table.
Yeah,
you will.
Lumming can hire you to work on his house.
Yeah.
That'll be seven years. There's still a plenty.
Hey, Anna, you know that she's just an extension of Blitz's hitman now. You know that, don't you? Blitz has a couple Blitz has a couple different ways to deliver cheap shots. Now he can either deliver it personally. He can deliver it via anonymous, or he can get on a Hummel.
Pop shots.
To do it.
I'd pay you under the table, Bubba.
Anna, you're not laughing at that deal.
I'm laughing at something else.
You're thinking about something else?
Yeah.
What? What are you thinking about?
Can't.
Did you submitted a bitch last night?
No.
What are you thinking about? Come on, tell me.
I want to know about that Brazilian guy you got on your screen.
What, this guy here?
Brazilian Hulk that died.
I don't know. It's just one of these pop-up deals.
Oh, what did he inject himself with? That's something oil?
Yeah. He just died like yesterday.
That sucks. Silly guy. Can I open that package in the kitchen?
Does it say four packages or does it say for Bubba Clem?
It says or somebody for Merch Crick and Anna Hummel, and yep. I'm half of that duo.
It says for the Merch Crick and Anna Hummel?
Yep. Yeah, it's from Tees.
Yeah, of course.
Can I open it now?
Yeah.
Yes!
I think it might be matching vibrators.
We'll see. Interesting.
If you could make the money, I would start at 62.
Yeah, no shit. Just
because, I mean, you're not guaranteed to be around at 70, so might as well start taking the money now. And then you'll be ahead of the game by 240,000 by the time you hit 70.
Are you my financial advisor?
Yep. Here we go.
Perfect. I
will. Then set up like
Can
a
I
little,
open it now?
Set up the track and have it paid through someone else.
All right. It says Mertrick and
you'll break even. I'm thinking you'll break even at about 75 or 76. After 76, you'll make, you know, you'll be down a little bit, but at that point, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, woo, 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 Anna.
You'll find some sugar, mama.
Hell yeah, it even smells like Tees. Smells like guy's cologne.
Andrew, wow. Can stick it in. 500 stars. Happy birthday.
What? Anna.
Wow, okay, Andrew Costanigan, 500 stars. Happy birthday to your son, Carson.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna wear this
like
everywhere.
Tees. It smells like Tees, .. like ice cologne.
It does. I like ice cologne.
Underestimate me. Anna, hold it up again. Underestimate me. That'll be fun.
Perfect.
Just like the person that you tapped out last night underestimated you and you had to show him the good
news. Until she taps me back.
You got him an Americana?
Yeah.
Is that what you got him in?
Mm-hmm. Her, but yes.
Her?
Or I think it's a her.
By the way,
go to
our Facebook page if you'd like. Not only can you watch us live there, but you'll see my little posting of my sister.
Angel.
And Janie Cakes went on there and said, for the record, I didn't have two kids that had that were F-ups. Both of my children I love.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were going to say both of them ref-ups.
That's hey, but you know when you're the special one that your mama just throws, like, you know.
She's got to say that. Oh, there's a note.
If you're now, bam, you, bam, 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 your mom doesn't ever call you.
A note
bam, bam,
or a
bam.
Book. Did you hear back from your sister at all?
What do you mean?
Well, you left her voicemail.
No.
Not like zero, nothing?
Nothing.
That's not good.
There's no.
Todd Zidane.
There's a note.
There sure is.
Now, Blitz.
Handwritten.
Blitz, you know the Fernie Durney that you're pulling off now? You know, the office, the gimmick, if you will?
Uh-huh.
Can we do that? My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
For the morning show, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we start doing that? Sure. I mean, just as like a little K-5-er, if you know, yep, if you yep, know, you
yep,
know.
Yep.
You know, if we get a little couple, if we get some stress Ikes, who cares, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Can we do that tomorrow?
Sure.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Bloodsy.
No problem.
Yeah, 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 no problem.
You
yeah.
want to read the note?
Yes, Anna, I'd like for you to read the note.
Okay, it says, "Hey, sister girls, I saw these and thought of you. Merch Crick, Keeper of the Gate, Ken K. Beware, LOL. Anna Hummel, scared of her own shadow, but soon to be blue belt in BJJ. Hell yeah. Love ya. See ya at August 199. Peace."
There you go.
Michael Thank Sheehan, you.
200 stars.
Do you want me to throw you Merch Crick's shirt?
No, I want you
to. I got a good arm.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Here we go.
Right, go ahead. Don't make me laugh.
Bring it.
Watch okay, this. Ready? It's going to go in the palm tree again.
Okay, here we go.
But she completely throws like a girl. She gets all wound up, too.
I know, I know.
She completely throws like a girl. Yep. Like she goes.
I know. Has no idea.
Girls, man. By the way, girls do it. They really.
Good snap.
They really get into a role. They get real fucking snappy with it, do they? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that was a great snag by you, though.
Thank you, buddy, Bubba Gronkowski. Yeah, yeah.
Let, me, right, said, so let got... me said, thankfully there's no palm trees in the studio.
Yeah, they would have got stuck in there.
Underestimate me, and that'll be fun. Merch Crick's going to try to wear that and try to intimidate me.
How's that going to go?
Not
hands
very
on
good.
Hips. No get giggling.
Fair enough.
Are you guys going to be able to do any e-biking this week?
We're disgusting.
E-biking.
Yeah, sure. I am so busy. I got a lunch today to wrap up, the gimmick. And then I'm coming back with Hatley for a 2-hour yippee-o.
2 hours.
I'm thinking 2 to 4.
2 to 4:30, probably,
no.
Or 6, maybe.
Lummy, I swear to God.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Why do you turn into a fucking indigestion parrot with indigestion?
I'm sorry. I couldn't get out of
a parrot.
It's Brandon the Spastic Quad.
What's up, Spaz?
What's up, my man? Spaz, Spazzy Spaz.
Thank you, Teeth, by the way. Thank you.
What's up, guys? God damn, that's so stupid.
The clearest thing he's ever said.
I know. That's why I didn't want to call on a regular show, because I wanted to cuss it out first.
Did you?
So what's going on, buddy? Supposedly the handicapped community, people that are handicapped are offended by the word spaz, spastic, and things like that. And I never even, I would say, like Blitz, we would see a kid and he'd be like all hyper and shit. He wouldn't be disabled. He'd be like, man, that guy's a spaz.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't, the kid had no disabilities at all. Like, and you'd be like, I'm a
spaz. That's me all the time.
Yeah, quit being so spastic.
Yeah. Again, it says that in my report. It says that my body's spastic. So are they going to rewrite the report?
So you got doctors that have diagnosed you as your body being somewhat spastic. Now, are they? Are they the bad guys now?
It's so fucked up.
It is. It is. Yeah. It is. My little.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Have you got? Yeah. Have you got my? I don't know if I sent you one or not. I think I sent some handwritten letters, thank you cards, to people. And I thought maybe I sent one to you. I thought maybe.
Yeah, well, I got one. The last time I bought a shirt, I got a handwritten one with my t-shirt. It was awesome.
Well, I think that was from the Merch Crick, though, wasn't it?
No, it said from Bubba, and thank you very much.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been trying to do a little bit more of that. People that buy in merch and things like that, I've been trying to use my thank you from Bubba cards and write, like, some handwritten note. And I went through my Cash App and my Venmo, and if I had your address on file because you had ordered a piece of merchandise, then I sent some handwritten thank you cards to people. I did that over the weekend.
Oh, did Brennan hear the show yesterday?
What do you mean?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, he's not in the
Hall of Fame. I'm in the running.
Lummy, you're getting a lot of people's hopes up, and it's going to be bad for us, Lummy.
No, it's been in the quad. I'm sorry. He's...
Well, I'm in the rolling, actually, because I can't run.
True.
Right. You're in the rolling for it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Lummy, what is the official... the official Hall of Fame 2022 nominees.
Big Philo.
Hold on, I gotta look at my little list here. Second, I gotta go through them. Okay. Big Philo.
Big Philo. Big Red. Creighton Travis. Hierarchy 65. Larry Brewer. Sub King. LM Close. Big Man 028. Bubba's Kinkles. Homeless Drew Garabo or JB Wood 028. Dark Match Steve.
10.
Country
11.
Oh. Sorry, Country Girl 92.
You said JB Wood 028, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
You meant Big Man 028.
Jesus, now I'm fucked up on the numbers.
Well, no, because I was saying he has it as JB Wood.
Okay, one, sorry. Two, three, four, five. Oh, go ahead, continue on. I'm so
Dark
sorry.
Match Steve, Carlos Mandingo III, The Real John from Naples, R.C. Helleman, Slammin' Phoebe's Beef, 843 Bubba, Poodle Ballin', The Nashes, Solo 42018, Go Shuck Yourself, FTE Greg and Amy, Donkey Teeth, Hootie His, Joe the Supermark, Location Imaging, Yippee O'Brando, My Balls Hurt, So I, JJ Charger, Super Fat Bubba Light, Bubba's Mustard Hatred, and Brandon the Quad.
And I can wait till 2024 to make sure the really big ones get in first.
Yeah, I mean, if you would happen to get overlooked this time, Brandon the Quad, you wouldn't get mad now, would you?
I wouldn't get mad.
He just got laid. He's not gonna be mad.
Yeah, I mean, plus you're getting. I mean, plus you're getting laid. You know that.
That's the best thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I can say, Brandon the Quad. It's your. If I gave you this option, okay, Brandon the Quad. Like if I was to give you this choice, okay, Brandon the Quad. You can either be in the Hall of Fame this year, but I cannot guarantee you pussy every year from Caitlin, or you cannot be in the Hall of Fame this year. Understand that there's other people, but you're guaranteed pussy every year. What would you take?
Fuck, sign me up for that pussy. I can wait for the Hall of Fame.
Fuck, sign me up for that pussy. I can wait for the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
I've already confirmed. I got lunch with Brent Hatley today, and he's like, "Yeah, Caitlin's she's all locked in. She's ready to twerk on that, you know, on that wiener of yours."
Yep. And tell Dave and Mark I said hi when you guys go eat loot. Eat the lasagna and the pizza.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to partake in the really good stuff at Tate's. I'm going to probably have to have a salad. But, you know.
What?
Yeah, I'll get a iceberg lettuce, cheese, bacon bits, cut up chicken strips, and like some ranch with some hard boiled egg. That's what I do.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's probably the same amount of calories as if I had two slices of pizza, but still, nonetheless, I feel better.
Yeah, you need some greens, though.
Some foliage. I got some foliage in the house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Brandon the Quad, what else is going on, buddy? We got to kind of get going.
Yeah, I was just hanging out with the Cobra, just hanging out, and I just wanted to say there's nothing that you have to worry about. Calling me a name or nothing, I'm not gonna be a bitch.
We know that you're not. You don't give a fuck about names. You just give a fuck about getting some pussy every January.
Damn,
when are we gonna start having them edge again? November.
Yeah, we'll have them. Well, I don't know if we have to have him edge because he did. He lasted. I mean, Brandon, you lasted pretty long.
It's because he edged 4,000 times before he got here.
All right, Brandon. So do you think? Hold on now. Do you think that if I don't get you on your edging regiment, that you might premature, or do you think that you got it and you shouldn't edge? What do you think?
Well, plus I got the Viagra, so I'm good to go.
Okay.
All right, so you don't need my edging technique?
Well, I'm gonna do a little bit of it because it just makes it feel a lot better, a little bit better.
Got to prepare for the tournament.
So you're saying you got your own edging technique, you don't need mine, which I'm good with, by the way.
Yeah, yep.
Perfect.
But,
All right. Well,
but you got me on the edge, so.
Yeah, do you have.
No, I'm not allowed to dial it in.
Do you have the Viagra, and do we need to get that shit for you?
No, I still got one from last year.
Yeah. You know, you want to pop that morning of, you know.
Yeah. And drink with my Gatorade. And,
yeah, play, and, you want to pump. You know, if she's going to be there at 11, you take that as soon as you wake up to get that in your system. So you have a nice, yeah. So you have a nice rock hard boner.
Yep.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you want to look at the nice rock hard boner, you can go to our OnlyFans account at the Bubba Army and look at it all you want.
I can't even look at it without laughing.
I mean, see, me too. It's disturbing and hot all at the same time.
Am I going to get canceled for laughing at myself?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, hell, getting canceled's cool. Look at me.
All right, guys.
I'm actually ahead of a lot of people that haven't been canceled.
Yep.
Having been canceled, I'm still doing better than most. I'm probably doing the best of everybody that's been canceled, probably.
That's right.
Hey, Blitz, Airtight Ski Pool sent me a message and said, did Blitz send that Yamaha in, and if not, he'd buy a new one. And I go, I think Blitz.
I did. I'm waiting to hear back from them.
Oh, okay.
Because it goes through the insurance company, and they look at it and all that. So,
and he's
I
did. Yep. Okay, I told him I thought you'd send it in.
Yeah, I did. I did.
All right, perfect. He said if not, he'd buy us a new one. He's got so much fucking money.
Thank you.
He's a stud.
He is it. Joe from the West Side. You know what? Looks like those strip malls are filling back up now, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. Exactly. All right. Well, listen, Brandon the Quad, BTQ, we love you, buddy.
I love you.
And
congratulations
you too. On being a nominee for the Hall of Fame.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now. Lummy, any update on Hootie Who?
Yeah. I mean, everything's good to go. He said
we call him?
They've worked everything out, and
let's call her.
He's good to go.
Oh, you think we should call her, or should we not?
I think we've been blocked.
Yeah, plus she does have a pretty
important job.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be okay with calling him. Yeah, we don't need to call her.
I mean,
yeah, let's just stop. Let's just not call anybody.
Did you see
Did you see the Alex Jones testimony? He's so fucked.
The judge, he's an idiot.
He actually testified yesterday on the Sandy Hook deal.
I'm sorry.
But before his testimony, earlier that day, he was on his InfoWars, and he was talking shit about one of the fathers of the surviving this guy's little boy was one of the children that were gunned down at Sandy Hook. And Alex Jones earlier that morning, before he took the stand, was talking about how he felt this dad was maybe like on the spectrum or slow or dumb.
That's always a good thing to do.
And then they hit him with that during his testimony. They're like, did you not just say this about this guy? And this guy then looked like just a straight up normal dad, just like a regular dad, like honest dad, just a regular dad.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, who's this?
Doug, I just wanted to let the merch crick know that my package came in, and I was grateful everything was perfect.
Oh, yeah, merch cricks don't fuck around, man. She gets shit out. Like, you could literally order something. You could go to Bubba Army store right now. You could literally order something, and she would probably be at the post office before noon.
Oh, yeah, she got it out quick, but then UPS, it fell in the back of the damn truck. They delivered it this morning. I had it delivered since Friday, and I told her, or she emailed asking, and was going to look into it. I didn't want her to waste any time looking into it.
Oh, you the one that said that you didn't get the package? Because she was tore up about that this morning. She was like, I got to look for this package, and...
No. Yeah, I'm the guy. And
have you corresponded with her and let you know you got it?
Not yet. That's why I called. I was going to make sure she knew today, but I didn't want her to wait to check an email or nothing.
She's actually halfway to Alabama now to look on that UPS chart.
She actually just landed in Alabama, and she's going to fucking track that UPS guy down and draw down on him like she did Kenneth Kimberlin. All right, buddy. When I see her later today, I'll tell her the guy that was bitching about his package got his package.
Yeah, I quit crying.
All right, buddy. Blitz, if you had to have somebody other than yourself have your back with a gun, lay some cover. Well, you'd be the last.
Yeah. Oh.
I think Blitz would probably pick
either Dan and Merch Crick, maybe me third, and then it's just at that point, I don't know who the fuck.
Had everyone here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Merch Crick, Dan, Bubba?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
As far as laying cover for you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to lay cover for you, Blitz, as you're going down the hallway. Merch Crick, Dan, Bubba.
Yep.
And then after that, you're pretty much fucked, I think.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you're just laying cover, it doesn't matter all that much. But yeah, I mean, it's good to have some technique.
Yeah, it's good to have some technique and not shoot your buddy in the back of the head that you're laying cover for.
Yes, that's a little important.
Love you, like,
I was behind the wall. I was just shot him down the hall.
I saw a guy moving, but it was Blitz. Meanwhile, Anna, you wouldn't even know how to lay cover, would you?
No.
You just fire at it, yeah.
Do you, now, Anna, just on the surface, can you try to figure out what lay-in cover is?
Protect the person that's ahead of you.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
And as he's trying to inch his way down to the threat, right. You're trying to keep the threat off of him.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Which means you might have to lay a couple down there. Not hit him, but hit the bad guy.
Exactly.
All right.
I know. I know all the things.
Have you graduated to go into an indoor gun range yet?
I have not.
No.
Is that something you guys were looking forward to?
Yes. We talked about it on the Off-Rail show, 2 weeks ago or something?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When do you think, Anna, that could potentially be?
Sometime soon.
Yeah, we just need to get some time to
this
do it.
This fiscal year?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for
By
sure.
By Barb?
Yeah.
By Barb.
Perfect.
Can't wait.
I think we've pretty much, you know.
When's your lunch? Yeah, it's coming up, right?
Yeah, I got to go.
Yeah.
And then, but I'll be back. Blitz, if you could lay cover on a 2-screen split deal.
Okay.
With Dan's position.
Okay.
Me and Hatley. And then, do I need to, what do I need to do, buddy? I need to do more than just click the buttons. I need to probably set up.
Where do you want to go live?
Where would you like me to go live?
Wherever you'd like.
Well, I know, but where would you... Oh, here we got another fucking phone call. Trying to wrap this bitch up.
Oh, this is perfect, too. This is who we want to talk to.
Hello. Gear Bear?
Yes.
Hi, Gear Bear.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
First of all, let's start the pleasantries. Hello, Gary.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, buddy. What's going on?
I've been having a question that I keep forgetting to ask you and Blitz about what is a law-abiding citizen when it comes to handling a handgun, because you guys talk about smoking marijuana, which is against the law, doing other drugs, which is against the law, lying on your form if you smoke marijuana. You talked about working under the table. I'm sure you guys don't cheat on your taxes.
Gary,
so
Gary,
what is a law-abiding citizen?
Gary, what are you, a fucking narc? My God, we can disagree politically, but I'm still not trying to fucking get you arrested, buddy.
It's called theater of the mind, Gare Bear.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Gare, at the end of the fucking day,
show business.
I mean, yeah, there is a certain amount of embellishment involved when we talk on things like that. But I mean, my God.
Okay,
I mean, Gary, way to be a fucking dick. Like, jeez. I give you the benefit of the doubt. I always am cool to you. But I mean, you can fuck off if you're going to be a narc, buddy. You can straight fuck off. Yeah, you can straight fuck off, buddy.
That's rude.
He's gonna narc you out.
Fuck you, Gary.
Rat.
I have been nothing but cool to you.
Michael Cohen ass rat bitch narco.
There you go. That's exactly.
Hey, you.
That's it. That's a wrap. Blitz, you're gonna have to show me how to turn shit on. Okay,
all right, perfect. Buddy? Sounds good.